will be called to order at 2 o'clock. We'll try and keep this, because of the weather, we're going to keep this as brief as possible. We're not going to get into everything that is on the agenda. We'll go ahead and start. Are there any public comments? Yeah, go ahead, John, if you will.
Seth will give you it, John.
Lucas in the waiting room.
How about FOIA request for the public records clerk and for you as president of the board?
We'd just like to have it in the minutes that you guys got.
Yes.
Oh, there's Luke.
Just let me know when you need me to start speaking.
Okay.
Okay. I think we'll go ahead and let's take care of Jennifer and then we'll move
okay.
on to the...
I'll put on the speakerphone and then you can just address
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
There you go.
Hello, Jennifer?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Hi. If you want to go ahead and make your presentation at this time or your request or whatever you need, you have the floor.
Wonderful. Thank you kindly. So for those of you who don't know who I am the museum educator at the Jim Gash Memorial Museum here, and I will be doing my 14th year of the Echoes of the Past Cemetery Tours this August if the Johnson County Cemetery District so moves to allow us to use the cemetery as our backdrop. The dates I have scheduled them for is August 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, as well as the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. If you have not attended these in the past, this is where we do first-person oral histories of individuals either buried at Willow Grove or visiting Willow Grove or an archetype. The 9th and 16th dates, which are Wednesday, those would be our early non-walking tours. So we set up in the big grassy area by the Ten Commandments statue right in front of the directory, and that starts at 7:30. We do walking tours for the rest of them. The 10th and the 17th, which are the Thursday ones, would also be an early one at 7:30. And then the 11th, 12th, 18th, and 19th days would be our traditional 8:30 nighttime tours. We have tightened up the tours, the walking the last couple of years, and people have been very appreciative of that. You know, we're very respectful of the cemetery and the work that the district and the staff does. So we stay on the roads, we don't hike and gallop across headstones and plots and lots and whatnot. And it's a great way to get local history out there and kind of a more unique setting. So with your permission, if that's something you would like to support again, we'd love to move ahead with recruiting spirits. Well, volunteers to be spirits.
I did hear the last statement.
She'd like permission for
To schedule
it so that she can start getting
yeah, okay.
her spirits
okay.
in order.
Perfect.
pretty sure that's what she said.
I'd like to move that we allow Jennifer and the museum to continue to hold Echoes of the Past here at the cemetery. It's a great program.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, there's been a motion to give permission, I guess you'd call it, to go ahead with the Echoes of the Past presentation. One quick question, would you forward to our office those dates, official dates and times, Jennifer?
Yes, I can do that right now.
Yeah, at some time, so that we have the actual dates, because if we're relying on my memory, we're in trouble. So if you would do that, any other comments from the board on the Echoes of the Past issue? There being none, all those in favor of the motion made to accept, to go ahead with this, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, signify by saying no. There being none, that motion is passed.
Thank you, Kenny, for supporting this program again, and I will let you go so you can get your meeting done quickly.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. There weren't any other, I assume there's no other public comments. We've signed, the vouchers have been signed, but only by three board members. Chanda, I guess I would ask you, is that acceptable at this time?
As long as you get approval from a board.
Okay, but the signature.
I think so. That's fine.
Good to go. Okay. I would entertain a motion to accept the vouchers.
I'll make a motion to accept the vouchers.
I'll second.
Okay, there's been a motion to accept the vouchers. It's been seconded. Any further discussion from the board? There being none, all those in favor of accepting the vouchers signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, the motion is passed. All right, has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes? Luke or Sheila, do you have any comments on the minutes? I'm sure you don't have them in front of you, so you don't email them.
I reviewed them and I had no questions.
Oh, okay.
I move that we accept the minutes as written.
I'll second the motion to accept the minutes.
We have a motion to accept the minutes. And it's been seconded. Any further comment by board members? There being none, all those in favor of accepting the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, motion is carried. Financial report. Chanda, you want to handle that?
Sure.
Or just be as brief as you possibly
okay.
think you need to be.
I really don't think there's anything out of the ordinary. Your account balances, it's there. We're getting the higher rate at First Northern Bank. I don't think there was any out of the ordinary expenses unless somebody had any questions. As far as if you flip back to the profit and loss budget versus actual, there are a few, we are 58% through the fiscal year. There are a few line items that are over that 58%. Some of them, you know, we won't be having any more on that line item. I guess highlighting doesn't come through on your copy. But I don't think there's any there that I'm really concerned about. One thing I did want to point out, and I discussed this with Luke, the salary, the hourly employees were way over. That's because Paul was considered hourly and Grant's overtime was coming out of that instead of the salary. So that has been adjusted, so I now have a new line item called hourly full-time employees that's catching that amount. So it's not coming out of your hourly summer help. So we can distinguish that.
I did note that there were a lot of overtime hours last month. Like 53 hours between the two.
Yeah. I guess we can address that. Grant, you could probably explain some of that overtime. I guess you could either do it now or during your section's report.
Yeah, I can speak to it now. That's fine. We have had a lot of overtime hours. Some of that is actually less than what we've had in the past. Those overtime hours are going down, how much we're actually spending in overtime. And part of the reason why it's a little bit high this month, even considering our trend over the last couple of months, is simply because of the extra projects we've taken on. A lot of those are just pretty substantial, and those projects will expedite our processes, so the long-term effects of those projects are going to result in even less overtime in the future. So
projects such as
completely revamping the shop. We were able to take a whole other another truckload dump truckload of garbage and several pickup loads of garbage out of there, and then we were able to organize one of the sheds and put all the plumbing materials and tools together in that shed. So now when you go to look for a plumbing part for an irrigation system, it's all together. It's not scattered literally from here to the back fence. So that's going to save time. But it was quite a project to completely move that, everything out of that shed, organize, get buy shelving, build shelving, install the shelving, and then restock the shelving. So that's kind of a project. That's kind of a heavy demand on our time, but it's going to result in much smoother operation in the future. So our overtime trend is slowly diminishing as we expedite our processes. But this month we had a lot of projects, and I anticipate getting back on that trend. Can I answer your question?
Any other questions?
As a board, I guess, have we ever made parameters or given directions around overtime hours?
No, not since I've been on the board, no. I don't know of any. It's just been as needed, I guess, pretty much. If as a board we want to set parameters as you spoke, we can address it at a future date, as opposed to doing it today because of the weather and whatnot. So
I guess I would just ask that maybe Grant, you come back next month with an overtime hour plan for us. We can kick around and, you know, accrue. Maybe a good way to handle that. Because an open checkbook of overtime doesn't sound like a responsible way to do it either. But, you know, obviously seeing that there are going to be situations where overtime is necessary. But I think at least some overhead direction from us as a board, I think Grant would probably appreciate, just so that, you know, these questions don't come up over and over again. That's all my only thought.
I agree.
Okay. Grant, if you want to...
I can look into it.
Look into that and see what you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any financial report.
I do have a couple more things, John. I don't know if you want me to do it after or before. I see on the rolling calendar the preliminary budget worksheet is due. I apologize, but I did get it to Luke this morning. So I'll just wait to hear back from Luke and see how he wants to proceed, but it has been started. And then the other thing as far as financials, we did receive two RFPs, requests for proposals to do the review for this current fiscal year starting after July 1st. Those are in your packet. They're following the financial report. The first one is from Porter, Muirhead, Cornea, and Howard. They are out of Casper, and they do a lot of the counties. Well, they do the counties for sure, and they do a lot of other special districts. They have a proposal on the last page of their submittal. Proposed fees. The cash basis review is $9,500. Mohawk, Johnson, Goodwin, who we have used the last couple years, have also submitted a proposal. Again, their cash basis fee would be $4,800.
Big difference.
I would make a motion that we go with the Mohawk Johnson County firm. We've been happy with them in the past. Is that true, Amanda?
Yeah, they're easy to work with. I do have to remind them every now and again when their deadline is, but I think that might be typical for accountants. But no, they're very easy to work with, and I think they do a thorough job.
I'll second.
I have okay. There's been a second. Any discussion? Any further discussion? I'm sorry. Motion's been made to accept Moab Johnson and Goodwin's bid. My question would be is that there's the difference, quite a difference in the amount that was forwarded with the Mohawk Johnson and Goodwin. We requested that they include the cost to perform an audit, and they say they do not perform that. And my question is that why there's a difference, that huge difference in the two bids?
No, we're looking at apples versus apples here. They're both looking at cash reviews, $4,800 versus $9,500. I did get an email from, I think it was Michael. They do not do governmental audits. I requested that information just so you guys could see, based on our threshold of income and expenditures, we are not required by state statutes to perform an audit. Some other boards I've worked on have a set policy that every 5 years they will do an audit, whether it's required or not. So I wanted you guys to have that information just in case, with a new board, you guys wanted to go that direction.
So we'll still be getting the same services,
yes,
for that one hour.
Yes.
Any other questions from the board? There being none, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor of accepting Mohawk Johnson and Goodwin's bid, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, signify by saying no. There being none, that bid is accepted.
And then the other part of discussion with that was the budget. And Chanda, can you just give us a reminder of the timeline? When do we have to have our final budget in place by?
Grant, we looked the other day. What was it? To the commissioners, I think it's June 1st.
I believe that.
And then the final budget is July 1st.
And so I took a number off of our previous budget, and the ones that I had knowledge based on our use this year, I've made some preliminary suggestions, and I can provide that to the board. I mean, there are some things that certainly I need, and I talked to John about that as well. I need additional information and history surrounding. So, I know Chanda had said that in the past they've done a separate budget work session. If that's something that everyone wants to do, we certainly can make a date for that, or
that last year, I don't believe we had a work session at all. We did; it just wasn't needed. But if it would help in bringing the newer board members up to speed, it may not be a bad idea to just go ahead and have a schedule a work session. We just have to decide whether it would be prior to the March, would be prior to the April meeting or prior to the May meeting. In May, we approve the preliminary budget, so I would suggest having the budget work session in April as opposed to March. That would, I mean, for my part, retention reasons, just to remember everything. So, do we need a vote on scheduling that work session? I don't believe so. I think we can just go ahead and schedule that work session.
I'll kick around some times and work with Chanda when she's available. We can get it scheduled. I don't know that we need to necessarily do it today, but if everyone's under the impression that, you know, having a separate budget work session is probably the best, we could talk about some of our plans for, you know, future projects, those sorts of things, which likely would need to go into this budget, at least things that we think need to be done within the next fiscal year. You know, some of that stuff we need to know before we submit our budget also, and so as part of those discussions, which may be a little longer than we would spend during a regular meeting. So I agree with the budget work session.
Okay. Chanda, if you want to work with, well, I can, I'll work with Luke in setting up the, I'll just get with you sometime, Luke, and we'll figure out a schedule for it. Okay?
That's good.
Okay. Any other comments on the financial report? Any comments on the budget? I mean, that is on our rolling calendar. But I guess we'll just say because of the weather we've been having, that'll just be delayed for a short period of time. I don't believe we have to vote on the financial report. So, do we vote on the financial report?
You do need approval.
Okay, so I would ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report.
A second.
There's been a motion to approve the financial report with a second. Any further discussion from the board? There being none, all those in favor of accepting the financial report signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. The motion is approved.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yes.
Thank you. You need to buzz off.
I do. I have nothing.
Okay.
I will contact both of these, both of the auditors, and let them know. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Grant, if you want to attack the sections report once again,
touch
on the important things and
benefit. Sure. There are some packets here that I handed out. You'll see those are update packets for your policy and procedures manual. That cover sheet will tell you what's involved in that. And you'll see the improvised rolling calendar schedule, a few other things on there. That last page will need to be returned to the secretary, Ms. Moore. And, so you'll use those to update your policy and procedures manual. And
Grant, will you send me one of those, please?
I can. Yep, I'll mail that to you. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to cut through a lot of the reporting here and just hit on a few things. Let's see. I'm kind of excited about some of the progress we've made with our irrigation system already. I was able to set up an account with one of our suppliers for materials for our system. And last month we talked about a controller issue. I was able to contact their service tech who was able to walk me through. He said this, the controller we have will work, but there need to be a little bit of rewiring need to be done. He's going to walk me through doing that, and that will save us from having to purchase another one as well as find someone to shed the current one off on. So that's going to fix several issues for us, and that will also give us a head start on getting our irrigation system set up. I was also able to schedule some training classes with this supplier for Paul and I, and so that we're kind of looking forward to that. That would be exciting to have the people who are our service techs and managers able to train us on how to operate the system we have. And the class sessions, and there'll be two or three of those. So that's some exciting progress we've made. I thought I'd share that. There are we've made quite a bit of progress on cleaning out and rebuilding our revamping our shop area. I wish we'd have got before pictures because it's considerable improvement right now, and so that's good. And the snow plowing that takes time, and this year we've had to redo it numerous times every month. And I did receive a report from a person from the public who came in and said it's the best they've ever seen snow plowing out here, and she was an elderly lady. Sorry, kind of struggling with cold. She was an elderly lady, and she expressed appreciation for the plow job because she can get out here even this time of year. She was thrilled with that. So I was glad to hear that. And so it's you can see on the list there if you have any other questions about that. I'm still currently working with building this website. It's kind of a bit of a process, and so I'm currently actively spending time working on that every week, an hour or two a week, trying to get that going. So the front gate has been repaired, and the security camera should be, that company should be in by next week to finish that. So I think I'll just stop there. If you have any questions about that, the KC report, you'll see that on the next page. And then also, you'll see this, the year-to-date report. And then the Sims report, I do want to talk a little bit about that because I've changed this format a little bit, and just to bring it to your awareness of what I'm doing with that. You'll see that page there is a Sims report that is a couple of pages there of a report in the past, and on this cover page here you'll see there some of the issues that I'm finding with that old format and why I'm changing it. The old format was there was no perimeters established, I believe, on the percentages, so it was very difficult, or the perimeters that were established were very vague, so it was difficult to understand exactly what they represented and double check whether they're how accurate they were. So the board permitted me to so many funds to be able to hire someone. I was only able to get someone for about 2 weeks, and you'll see the page there. This is the sort of report that I'm going to request from them and also possibly be submitting in the future. I feel like it's very clarified, it's easy to verify, and it dovetails in with anybody else who's working on this project. So I think it's a little easier to understand. This particular report might be a little bit, there may be some questions based on that just because it covers a lot of area. But the future Sims report is going to look very similar to what's on that page. So that's something I'm working on revamping. And then also with the Sims report is the, I went to the Jim Gatcher Museum and talk to them, and I'm currently pursuing trying to find someone that's interested in genealogies, because I know they get volunteers over there, to people who are willing to work with the archives and just do data entry or whatever they need over there. So I was just trying to see if I could steal one of their volunteers who would be willing to come back, come over here and do our archives and some of our historical documents. So there's a good chance in the future that Sims can be finished. It's a project that needs to be finished. It's going to take me several years if I have to do it myself. But it'd be, I'm kind of excited with the possibility of getting a volunteer to do it. So that'd save the district, the taxpayers, and I think it'd give an opportunity to someone who's interested to learn and be involved in the community in that way. So that's a current development as well. But you'll see also the next page there is the updated completed form for the John Spann Cemetery District Burial Request Form. That is there. You can hand it out, use it, put it in your archives, or put that in your book as well. And I think I'll call that good.
Just because I don't have the information in front of me, for 2 weeks of work, how many Sims entries did we get complete for that investment?
You will see, sorry, I'm going to just turn to that so I get that number concise for you. I actually had her for 10 days, and she was able to do 9 of the burials, or
4 of the 9?
Or 4 of the 9 burial lot certificate books, 2 of the 68 books of applications for burial lot permits. So that's 6 books that's been scanned and put in a computer and sorted in files in the computer. They haven't been plugged into the Sims, but those have been scanned and put into the computer file system. Digitized. They've been digitized.
So is that what I thought we were asking her to complete? Sims records. Is that
yes.
What she was doing, or she was digitizing our burial request forms, or was she actually going in and completing the burial plots in Sims, or am I confused on the difference between the two of them?
It's all the same. The Sims is a digital record. Right now, we have a lot of hard records, hard copies, old files, old folders, old books. So we have to scan those to digitize them, and then we can put those into the Sims. So that's part of installing that information on Sims. It has to be digitized before we can do that.
So when we talk about Sims, it's not just taking block 66, space 120, and putting that information in, and we complete that as a one missing record complete. That's not the way it works.
No.
Okay.
There's some information already installed on Sims. It's just the basic bare minimum. So if you go online, you can say this space was sold and so-and-so is buried there. The public, that's about all we have in there. But what we're doing now is the actual, the deeds, the information off of the deeds, the burial lot certificates, the burial request forms, things like that. That's all kind of back information that supports that end result. And that's what we're backfilling in digitally, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like the...
She'll upload those into Sims then.
Yes, those will all end up in Sims at some point. So digitizing those records is part of finishing the Sims project, if that makes sense.
I'm as confused as anybody is about that Sims.
Okay.
I really am. I'm thinking about it. Maybe we should have a workshop on this Sims program to really, rather than sit here spending a lot of time on it, and I don't understand it all of it, so I'm thinking that maybe a workshop, if other board members would be willing to participate in that, we'd have a workshop, and that way the new members could all be brought up to speed, which. You're not that familiar with the Sims program either.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the seniority here, and I mean, that stuff just kind of floats over the top of my head as far as what we're putting in and whatnot. So I would suggest having a workshop and possibly having someone come in that is more familiar with it. I mean, that has maybe had some past experience with it, and sitting with us in this workshop. That's a suggestion that we, I believe that would eliminate a lot of the puzzled looks I'm seeing.
Sims themselves will give you, they do some tutoring on it. And I think if we want to do that, we could easily do that, you know, bring it up in our monitor and take a tutorial on it.
Yeah, I think really it would be, it would do us, it would do a lot of good if we would have a workshop on this Sims program to get everyone up to speed. Like I say, I still have questions, but computer stuff has a tendency to float over the top of my head anyway. It's hard for me to digest some of that stuff. So, Luke and Sheila, what would you, I know it'd be setting up another period of time to devote to it, but I think it'd be well worth their while. Any comments?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think, you know, I have a little hard time understanding and grasping what benchmarks would be for, you know, what sort of work should we expect and what amount of time, and should it be this time consuming for our staff, or do we need some more training on how to do it appropriately? What are other cemeteries around the country using their Sims for? How in depth are they getting? So to answer some of those questions, I absolutely agree.
Okay, I'll get, with the board's permission, I'll get together with Grant and we'll set up a work session for this, for the Sims program, and we'll try and get whatever information we need, get that all put together so that maybe we can answer some of these questions. So that's, I guess, any other comments or on the Sims, or any comments on the Sexton's report?
Do you want, is this, don't mean to get the amendment now since it's on your,
you,
your,
yeah,
list?
You could hand that out, that'd be great.
Okay, it's one sentence.
Yeah, good.
Okay, there are no additional fees for a Saturday burial fee. The balance of the fee schedule remains unchanged.
That we can enter that amendment. I guess we need to.
Well, you gonna sign that?
We need a motion to enter this into the fee schedule. This amendment. Would you make a motion?
I move that we enter the amendment 3 into our fee schedule.
I'll second
it.
Okay, it's been seconded.
Fire.
Any other discussion from the board? Sheila and Luke, do you understand what we're dealing with here?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
All right.
Yes.
Those in favor of entering this into our fee schedule, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, signify by saying no. There being none, motion is carried, and this amendment 3 will be entered into the fee schedule. That'd be 21st.
Have thought about that Sims. It may, if a lot of the questions could be answered possibly by contacting whoever was on the board when they passed and accepted to adopt that software.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
That's
about.
Probably,
yeah,
they would probably have a lot of the answers.
Yeah. So I'll get with you and we'll get that figured out.
Okay.
We do continue to pay him $3,400 a year, so I would imagine there's some sort of account rep or, you know, that should be available to answer our questions,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be able to, without having to read back out
lots of unfinished business. I'm suggesting that we table the discussion on the state constitution and the district statute referring to the request from the funeral homes to store some items. I suggest we table that until the next meeting. The cremation garden estimates on those and the Casey heater estimates, I guess we could go ahead and take a look at that Casey heater estimate real quick. At the rate we're going, by the time we get that heater in down there, it won't need it. But we still, it's on it. We need to take care of it, I guess, so. Yes.
So we did make a motion last month, right? Was it not a valid motion, or what happened in the interim that made the decision not valid?
On the KC, on the heater?
We talked about getting a heater.
We made a motion. It was passed. That approved the, I can't remember if it was Bighorn Electric or which, but so as long as it included a heater in the estimate,
the motion was made that if it was entered, if that heater was included on the estimate, that we would go ahead with that. It was not included in the estimate, and there was also a request for clarified, that the other estimates would be clarified. And so it was not included on the other estimates, so I simply obtained clarifications on those estimates with the heater included. So that's why we're...
The minutes don't show a motion was made to accept either one of the bids, at least not the minutes that I'm looking at.
Well, it was made.
I can double check the records. We audio recorded it all, so I can double check.
Exactly like Grant said, there was a motion that was made as long as the bid included the heater, which it sounds like it didn't, so it would have made it invalid, and hence the reason I guess we're discussing it again.
I've looked at those bids.
There's a price difference, big price difference on the two bids, Luke. Bighorn is $28.86, and Turbo bid is $21.83.
There's a roughly about $700 difference in the bid. Bighorn Electric, they included the size of the heater, 51,000 plus BTU, 15,000 watt, 240 volt. But I did not see the Ruby Electric Turbo, that bid. It includes an electric heater, but it does not, they don't, they didn't give the size of that heater. If there's a discrepancy in the size, that makes a huge difference. And I just don't see it on Ruby's bid anyplace where that indicates what size that heater is that they would install.
Grant, that brings us back to that point we talked about, John, that you, Grant, were making progress towards standardization of the bid process. Is that something we're going to talk about?
I've kind of decided to table that today because of the weather situation. That is listed under new business, Luke, standardizing these bid requests.
So what I asked for when I asked for these bids was I gave them the cubic square footage of our shop, and that's what they needed. That's what they asked for. So I made sure both Ruby Electric and Bighorn had the square cubic footage of our shop and let them decide which heater they thought would be the best application for that.
But we don't have any of that information from Ruby. So maybe when you get the bids in, before we get to the table, you can compare them and see if it matches up. See if we're doing apples to apples. And maybe make a phone call to Ruby and say, what size was that? So that we know. Because here we are really no further along than we were a month ago.
Because Ruby's, they got the estimate with the electric heater included, but it doesn't say how many BTU.
Yeah, it just doesn't say how many BTU or the size. It doesn't say the size of the heater. So that may be why there's a discrepancy in the bids, the $700 bid. Is that because maybe the furnaces that Ruby is suggesting or offering is smaller, is what I'm saying. I think it would be imperative to know what size heater Ruby's going to install prior to accepting his bid. That's my perspective.
Yeah.
So I sent a text message to him, so we'll see. Maybe we can table it till towards the end of the discussion to see if he gets
back. Yeah, that'd be great if we could get that taken care of today. So you did, Luke? You said?
I did.
You did.
I don't know if he'll get back to me or not.
Yeah, all right. So conflict of interest forms on unfinished business, they've been issued, taken care of. I guess the only thing that I've got on these estimates is that there are some time constraints on some of these bids. So if we table making a decision on these estimates, we may lose those bids. They may not be any longer in effect. So I've requested that Grant contact the people that gave us the estimates on the cremation garden to make sure that those bids are still are still in effect. I mean, are still proper bids. Okay. Any other comments on those topics, those issues under unfinished business? And we'll go to new business. I believe we can, the standardized bid request, I think we could get that next month. We can table that. The cremation niche fee can be tabled. And salary compensation review that's done in executive session. And I would feel, myself personally, would feel a lot more comfortable if we had at least a quorum in person when we tackle that issue. I don't know if it's imperative that it's on the rolling calendar to be done this month, but there again, that's my recommendation. Any comments from the board on the new business issues?
Wait too much.
There being none.
I make a motion to close the meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion to close the meeting in a second. Any discussion from the board? There being none. What did Sheila say? None?
I don't have any questions.
Oh, okay. There's been a motion to close. All those in favor of closing the meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed signify by saying no. There being none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, Luke and Sheila.
Yeah. You guys be safe out there.
Can't even see out there now.
Yeah, I want to.